rear view doesn't help you. You've got to purpose, position, and process this thing out of your present. If you do that, then there's only one view next, and that's the preview of what's coming. You see, if you spend more time in the past, then you spend very little time thinking about what's coming. The Lord, everything righteous and right about looking ahead, is always before you and not behind you. You've had some terrible things to happen to you, but it's behind you. God brought you out of this. God brought you beyond this. Now your focus should be ahead and before and not behind, because the best is before you. And don't think that because some of the best things that you've experienced thus far are behind you. Listen, those things are just preparing you for the better things that are ahead of you. You've got to recognize that what God did once, He can do again. Stop crying, whining, worrying about the things that you don't have, you've lost, you've let go, that's walked away from you, etc. You've got to look at the fact that sometime God is cleaning your palate, and God is cleaning your storage, and God is getting you ready for the onslaught of the things that He's getting ready to bless you with. And so you should have a mindset of, I'm excited. Everything that could have cluttered and made difficult for new stuff to enter in has now been cleared out of the way. I'm waiting for a delivery any day now for the Lord to bring the best that is yet to come into my life. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's important to recognize Paul is saying that we've got to stop looking back, forgetting. But then he uses another word that has a continual motion in it, and he says reaching forth. And that is, we should always be in the posture of looking forth for the vision of the things to come. Listen, if they hadn't happened yet, then that means it is a setup for it to happen now. In other words, what has not yet been or is and was, listen, has played its role. Now you're looking for the next level and for the next stage of God operating in your life and through your life and for your life. And so your expectation should be one of faith, looking forward to the greater things that God has before you. Anything you give up for Him, He's going to multiply for you in your future. Anything you give up for God, you sacrifice for God, you sow for God, He's going to bless you bountifully in your future. One of the reasons why we're not reaching forth is because we won't release what we got now. And if we won't release what we've got now, how can we receive what's on the way? We don't even set ourselves up for the expectation of the greater that God has for us, because we're still in that place holding on to that holds us back. So reaching forth unto those things which are before, beyond, ahead. See, one of the things that vision does for you is it gives you a preview of what can be or will be. And when you walk by faith, listen, you can begin speaking with your mouth what you see in the spirit, because your preview is going to be in the spirit realm. See, one of the things that men don't recognize is that everything God spoke, he saw first. Everything he said, let that be, is because he saw it in the spirit realm first. See, we need to get believers to start speaking things of faith that are yet attainable, that are ahead of us, that are beyond us, that is where God wants us to be, beyond where we are right now. Stop settling for where you are, for what you're in, for what you have. You ain't got to be jealous of nobody, envious of nobody. You've got the same privilege to be able to get what they've got and more if you utilize everything God has given to you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Program of man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you hear this broadcast. Come right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord keep each and every single one of my father's children here as far as my voice can be heard. Yes, once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, friends, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, those of you that have that sickness in your body, those of you that have that court case pending, those of you that have those enemies running about you, yes, those of you right now that have no peace in that home, even those of you that have no success in that business, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, who do, those of you, my friends, that are saying to yourself, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way shall I go? Write that telephone number down, my friends. That plea that you're making towards the heavens is yours, and all you have to do is claim it. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, friends, you know, many of you know that we have been sending out different types of herbal remedies for those of you that have that heart condition, that problem with high blood pressure, that problem with diabetes, that problem with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. You know, in the days of old, friends, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a crocus sack across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and strain it. Get rid of that pain and swelling in your body, my friends, so you can get back into the fields the next day or not have that pain and, oh my God, empty some of those pills out of that medicine cabinet. Now, friends, again, that telephone number, I'm here in the prayer at the prayer line all throughout the day, 404-212-2444, because God is wonderful, my friends, wonderful. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, my friends. Fret not by myself, my friends, for that situation that you're facing. Even if voodoo and witchcraft and hoodoo, even if you right now are looking at the enemy and that enemy is the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life, and you said, oh dear Heavenly Father, which way do I go, gee or ha? Oh my God. Yes, friends, I'm going to pray a testimonial for you and get right back with you. All right, that telephone number down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy sometimes, you can't remember your own telephone number. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
Well, you were talking last night about your business and how it was coming along.
It's gone much better. It's gone better than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
And your enrollment, how high is your enrollment now? Well, don't tell me how high it is, but it's coming up there.
Right.
All right.
Right. It's on its way to doing a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
And then we spoke also about your house.
Mm-hmm. And so far, everything, we were having financial problems with our property.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two or three pieces of property. But after visiting you, things are much better, and we still have our property.
That's a blessing there, because you were really in a fret when I last.
Yes, I was very much upset. I was very, very much upset. And who wouldn't be?
I know that's right.
Under circumstances like that. So, so far, it's doing very well, and we're expecting it to close out in our favor.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that your business is doing good.
Right.
And we'll get you something else out there. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you one question. If anyone was to ask you about me, what would you have to say? What about how you've come through?
I would say...